From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Brad, boys and girls, with me in Pop Brad. I'm Eric Wiltshire, and Lee over there in the zit on the nose of Europe, namely the UK.
it's a bit strange now he's gone, isn't it?
It is a bit. It's a bit scary, actually.
Yeah. What if we've got nothing to talk about?
The Three Musketeers are now two. We carry on. At General Electric, boys and girls. Oh, no, hang on. We've got to do some messages, haven't we, Lee?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes, I must say that after the discussion last week where I had no messages at all, I have to say that this week my mailbag is bulging.
Gosh, a bulging mailbag. What can I tell you?
Right, you ready?
Yes.
Actually, two I've got to hold back. We're going to hold them back for next week.
Yeah, so we've had a couple of consumer ones. Yes.
Yes. The first one is from the Duke,
who's Dookie
a regular
baby.
Correspondent. He just says very nicely he's really enjoying the show.
Thank you.
And let's keep it up. Now, I've got one from, we've had all this work done on the house.
Yep.
Dan, the building man's sent a message in. He says, can your postcard from Poprad consumer team try and get some money off your co-presenter Lee G Banks for me? Sorry, that was a private one. Sorry, carry on. That's it, really, because the others were going to hold over to...
Till next week, when Mark's back. Indeed. Where was I? Oh, yes, General Electric are doing some nice things, although I must admit I'm kind of like going... because it's ordered 25,000 electric cars. I can't wait for the phone call to be made. Sorry, Gav, got a flat battery, can't get into work today.
You got a better set, you got a flat battery and a flat tyre.
Yeah. apparently, they've bought, the first order is for 12,000 Chevrolet Volts. And they're going to actually not only keep some of them from themselves, they're also going to do an offer through Capital Fleet Services, which is their leasing company. So corporate customers will be able to lease electric cars. But I just don't see it, because they haven't got the kind of mileage in them yet, have they?
Well, no, that's the problem, isn't it? You've got to have a heck of a long lead as well.
Oh, my word. It's going to get worse, isn't it? Moving over. I can't believe this, Lee. Lee found this amazing story about a laptop on eBay.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. It's absolutely incredible. It ties in so well with one of the other things that's going on as well. Do you want me to tell the lady and gentleman?
Yes, you lead.
I'll lead. Right, okay. Here we go. It's basically we've got a high-flying army officer, right, who threw... his laptop on a skip.
Right.
Unbelievable. A leading army threw his laptop on the skip. On this laptop were hundreds of photos, along with the names and other details of locals in Afghanistan who've joined the Afghan National Police and Afghan National Army. They're all named, they're all photographed on there. He chucked it on a skip. The Afghan National...
National what? He's gone, boys and girls.
Have I?
No, you're there again now. You come back.
I'm here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Afghan National Police Tactical Handbook was on it there. Everything. All the details of how to identify IED roadside bombs. Everything.
Gosh.
And the idiot threw it on a skip. Somebody bought it, found it, right, and put it on eBay for spares and repairs. And they got £18.89 for it.
Actually, a serious...
That's the secrets of this war. This bloke, should we name him? What's
no.
He called? Where's he
no, name? let's not do that. But can I give you a piece...
Why is it named everywhere else?
let's give you a piece of advice while we're here. I had a conversation with our chairman over last weekend as we swapped a computer off for him. And I actually said, because he said, oh, make sure that there's nothing commercially sensitive on there. And I said, there's only one way you can really do that. He said, what's that? I said, smash the hard drive.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And I said, no, we can do an electronic version of it. But in truth, with modern software, even when you wipe your hard drive, there's still enough data on there for people with good technology to actually suck some stuff back out of it. So when you're disposing of an old computer, make sure you do it properly and safely. And the best route normally is through a reputable supplier, or, as I always say at this point, buy your computer from the local computer shop. It might cost you a couple of quid more, but you get 10 times more service in the long run out of it.
In fairness, I think we have to say that Captain Sugden, who shall remain nameless, actually did attack his hard drive with a screwdriver, trying to damage it and make it unreadable. But, you know, this bloke runs wars. He's fighting. He's a Queen's equerry. He runs wars. And he should know, even I know, that you can't damage it with a screwdriver.
No, absolutely not. It's the same as I was explaining at home the other day, because somebody said, oh, throw that one in the bin, it's not working. And it was pictures of family. And I put it into my computer and managed to get it to work, not properly on all the photographs. But I said, look, and the comment was, oh, hell, how did you do that? And I said, there's only one way we can really cure this problem. She said, what's that? I said, take it outside and hit it with a hammer. Smash it to pieces.
You burn it. I thought you could burn them.
Well, you can burn CDs, yeah, you can. But the fact is, you've got to get rid of them safely, securely, and wherever possible, in a non-electronic way. Oh, the other way you can do it is, many years ago in radio, we used to use a thing called carts. Do you remember 8-tracks, Lee?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah.
Right. Well, the way you used to clean them was, in radio, you got this big wooden box, and you put a cart in it. You brought the front down, which is a plastic sort of cover, and it was an electromagnet, and it used to wipe tapes. It would wipe anything.
That's right.
And that you can do that.
There was a bloke, I can't remember where he was from now, a few weeks ago. He'd got he was a pornographer, but, you know, a despicable kind of pornographer, a child pornographer.
Oh, God.
And he had all his door frames were set up as magnets. So if the police came in and tried to carry a computer out, it would wipe it completely immediately.
That's all right, just put it in a lead-covered box, that fixes it.
Well, that's what he was doing.
Anyway, tell me about this goldfish, which is the latest weapon to protect leaders at the G20 summit.
Now you're just trying to make me wild again, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Now, when you think, you've got this bloke, who shall remain nameless, who chucked his computer away with all these secrets on it and everything. And that's how much we worry about wars and leadership. And the leaders at the G20 summit have got heavily armed police and troops all around them. But just to make sure that everything's fine, the people in power have decided that they will also bring in 6 goldfish.
Why?
To safeguard the future of the... I've no idea what they're going to do.
I don't know. Everybody, it's a bit like taking a budgie down down a coal mine, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, actually, what they're doing with the fish, they're using them to check the purity of the water supply in the restrooms.
Oh, for goodness, stop it.
But how long does a goldfish last in your house?
Not very, very long, because they normally die. And then we made the mistake of buying some miniature frogs who ate the fish. And then the frogs got too big, so we had to give them away. And so we now have a water tank with nothing in it. Apart from some plants.
That's the way it is. But so, you find these fish, right? I'm sure they've not just been down the corner shop and bought them. I'm sure they've imported them from wherever they were coming.
They probably won them at a fair.
And if they're dead in the toilet, it doesn't mean that they've found poison. It just means that they've died because they're out of the little plastic bag that they were born to live in.
Rock and roll is still here, boys and girls, in the form of Keith Richards, who allegedly punched a Swede... Good idea. Punched a Swedish journalist during an interview. Which reminds me, actually, who was that journalist in the UK this week who got the wrath of somebody on Twitter who said that this woman should be stoned?
It was a politician. I can't remember either of the names.
No, I can't. But absolutely
he
true.
He said that she should be burnt.
No, stoned.
Stoned, sorry. Yeah, well, most journalists are actually. But, he said that she should be stoned to death. He actually said she should be stoned to death.
Do you know why? Well, I know...
She don't. Same as Keith. At least Keith was honourable about it. He didn't go on to hide behind his computer screen. He went up to the bloke and biffed him.
No, well, that's true. I mean, I must admit, I have seen this journalist being involved in debates before, and I have to say, she's just like Lee. So no wonder he wanted to get rid of her.
gorgeous and articulous and erudite, you mean?
No, she's into lovey arty, I nearly said it, things. And, you know, I think the entire world centres around Shakespeare or something boring. Dead poets.
That's my local pub, the Shakespeare. Yeah.
But allegedly, Keith Richards locked this bloke one, and it was in the Swedish newspaper Aftonbladet, which is actually a very fine newspaper, which I have been featured in before in my life. So it's obviously very clever, very good, and absolutely factual. No chocolate left in the world is the next one.
That's shameful. That's sad, isn't it? Amazing.
I can't believe that.
We've eaten that much chocolate that actually now, in 20 years' time, chocolate is going to be as rare as caviar.
That's rubbish.
Just don't have the cocoa beans left because we're so obsessed with chocolate.
But that's rubbish. They've just got to grow some more trees.
Trees?
Yeah.
The cocoa beans grow on trees?
Well, they're up
in jars.
All they got to do is grow some more. I know what they've been doing. They've been chopping the trees down and burning them on fires or something. But surely you've only got to grow some more trees.
You know where it all started?
No.
No, everybody said that, that chocolate actually is. It doesn't affect English chocolate, because if you think there's no chocolate in English chocolate, but French chocolate and the chocolate around Europe is absolutely gorgeous. And
really?
A hedge fund manager.
Excuse me.
What?
Everybody says to me, can't you get somebody to bring some chocolate from England for me, please?
Is that English people or foreign people?
There's no foreigners where I live. They are Slovak people.
I mean, because I'm over here.
Slovak people, because when there's somebody coming out from the head office in the UK, I'll normally sort of go and meet them and have a chat, and as you do. And the comment from everybody I speak to, they say, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to meet so-and-so. It was the same as when you came here last time. The request was Cadbury's and Galaxy chocolate. Sorry to name it.
Did you bring Eddie?
No.
That's all right, then.
None.
I understand what you say, because actually the Polish and Slovaks that I know over here, who live, in Eccleshill and the surrounding towns around here, they are absolutely insane for our desserts.
Yeah,
cakes and things like that, because, with the greatest will in the world, Slovak and Polish desserts are not the world's greatest.
Depends on which ones, because they do make amazing pancakes out here, but it has to be...
Oh, yeah, things like that, but I'm talking about things that have got cream on them, things like that. We have
sweeties.
Real cream, they don't, they have squirty cream.
No, a proper cream.
They have squirty cream.
I'll tell you what they've got nowadays as well.
Go on.
Custard in a box.
Custard in a box!
Yeah, you know, like you get milk in a box these days, don't you? Your milk comes in a box, doesn't it?
No, I didn't know milk came in a box.
It doesn't come...
In a carton?
Yeah, the carton.
That's not in a box, that's in a carton!
It's a box. It's just a box with plastic lining, for goodness sake. But you can now get a version of what they call creme, which actually is custard. And it's lovely.
Right.
Yummy
scrub. Like, I love custard. I could live and die on custard.
Oh, me too. But the one thing you can't get here is Maltesers.
Really?
We have to go... When we go to shop in Poland, because it's a hell of a lot cheaper than Slovakia, about an hour away, the first thing I do is dive to this one little shop and grab a bag of Maltesers and... and buy about three or four bags, not too many, and that's it for another 3 months before we go back again. But there are some oddball things that you can buy in Poland that you can't get here, which is really bizarre. Totally and utterly bizarre. So chocolate's on the way out. Well, that won't be a bad thing.
I never explain why, though, because was this bloke, a hedge fund manager, who bought 240,000 tons of cocoa beans because he thought he was going to make a killing on it.
Right.
And that drained the market. Anyway, he didn't make the big profit. I think he made a profit out of it, but he didn't make the big profit he expected.
Uh-huh.
But since then, chocolate's gone up to a three-decade high.
Gosh.
Mmm.
So your weekly chocky fix is going to go up like a... There's no tomorrow.
I don't do chocky fixes.
I can't quite get my head around the next one. A Godfather has been arrested in Italy at a time when he was playing the Godfather on
How
an Xbox.
How conceited is that?
I don't know.
He got what he deserves, honestly, yeah.
So he was playing a box. Was this the new Xbox 360 or the older version?
Oh, it was the Xbox 360, Eric. I've specifically looked into that and checked it out. Yes, it was the Xbox 360. Yeah, that one. Xbox 360. It says it in the story.
Thank you very much. Do you know that, the iPhone hasn't been doing so well in China?
Because they've moved on from that story.
They've officially released it, yeah. Apparently only 5,000 of them have been sold in China. Which is not a lot.
5,000 iPhones? That's because they're rubbish.
I didn't say that. Lawyer's letters to Lee Banks. Have you still not got one?
No!
Oh, I love
it. Honestly, because you told me I could get one now for 30 quid and I've been everywhere looking for it. I was willing to go to £35, £36.
Right.
And you lied again. This is like you being able to fix everything.
You've only got to go to some good auction sites.
Get 30 quid.
Go to some good auction sites, you'll find one. now, I have to say right at this moment, boys and girls, that the Polish language, although it's right next door to Slovakia, is significantly different to Slovak. Now, whilst I might have a bash at some Slovak, or in my case, Sloglish, a mixture of Slovak and English.
Sloglish,
nice. Yes, which is what I tend to do. To actually enunciate Polish properly, I should have really looked this up in a book before we started here.
I know how to say it, actually.
Go on, then.
I have a friend, as you know, called Polish George.
Correct.
And I did talk to him this morning about this. And he says you say it's Svizbodzin.
Yeah, right. But you roll
it
all together.
What's wrong with that? Svizbodzin?
Yeah, but you're emphasising the B a bit heavily.
Svizbodzin.
Oh, I don't believe it. Anyway, it's a wonderful Polish town, I'm sure, which I've never been to, but I'll...
Lovely.
I wonder where it is.
Poland.
It's Poland.
It's near Krakow.
Are you sure it's near Krakow?
Well, it appeared in the Krakow Post. I think we should do something about all these international newspapers, you know. How do we read the Krakow Post and stuff like that? Anyway, it was in the Krakow Post, so it's got to be within the Krakow Post's circulation area, so it's near Krakow.
Well, I've been to Krakow, and I've never seen... Actually, come to mention it, thinking about it carefully...
It's only just been built.
I have seen this place.
This place, or this thing, that we've not told anybody about yet?
The town. I have seen the town, because last time I went to Krakow to take the boss back, there was a whole bunch of road diversions, and I had to go on the big toll road that goes... out from Krakow.
Road, just for grown-up people.
I had to go up this road, round that one, then there was another road shut. Oh, my God. And it took me... That which would normally take me 4 hours ended up taking me 8. It was ridiculous. But they've got a whole new Major League statue up there, haven't they?
They have. I think it's wonderful, actually. I think it might be a little bit big, but it's the official... Christ the King statue.
Right.
And it's 170 feet tall. It's actually 115 feet tall, but rests atop a 55-foot pedestal, which makes it 170 feet high, which is bigger than the skyscraping statues of Christ in Concordia, Bolivia and Rio de Janeiro. It's just a phenomenal thing, and well done. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I do too. Makes a nice statement.
Very
as
religious
well.
Country, isn't it, Poland?
It's like Slovakia, really. I mean, all joking apart about churches, you know, in the summertime, I mean, it's fair to say that the volume of people going to church in the winter does decrease a little bit. But in the summer, on a normal Sunday, nothing spectacular, you will find... people outside listening through the PA systems because there's nowhere to stand. And I say stand because there is seating and standing and then, you're outside. And I think the other thing that was phenomenal to see a couple of weeks ago when we came back from Preshov was in the UK it's All Saints Day, known as All Souls Day here. And everybody, and if it is that there's a grave close to your family relatives that have passed over, people will clean those up and put candles on them, and you see this cemetery. It is awash with candles, and it just reminds me so much of what it used to be like in my youth. But
that's exactly what I was just going to ask you. I was going to say, why has it changed? Why are we not like that anymore in Britain?
I could answer that, but I would probably get arrested. if I ever came,
to me.
I can't, because I just think there's too many. I'll try and think of a good way of putting it. I think people in the UK have got too soft, and I think they've got to recognise that.
Too complacent.
Not just complacent, but they've got too soft and far too politically correct, and worried about offending somebody when the bottom line is. Apart from when, you know, the king obviously changed the rules a bit and created the Church of England, there's a base in the UK of Christianity, and it's been hijacked. And now if you say you're Christian, it's almost they're going to get the Race Relations Board at you. It's barking. Absolutely ridiculous.
You know what? This is a strange thing, because people are ashamed, actually, to admit to having a Christian faith. That's bizarre to me. We're fighting a war, a religious war, and yet we won't admit we're Christians.
Funny that, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think the Pope's got quite a few sensible points from the last time. But yeah. Maybe that's me changing as I get older and due to pop off.
I just get angry about this religious thing. You know, there is nothing wrong with anybody believing in their own God, and that's a good thing.
Right.
But to cause wars over it, to deny the existence of your God, it's bizarre.
It is a bit. I mean, what faith have you got if you... Well, yes, exactly. Moving along quickly, he says, trying to figure out how the heck I'm going to link those two things together, because I can't.
Just the word big.
Yes, yeah, just
word. God, there's a big... It was linked to the other one.
Yes. scientists have found a bush cricket species with testicles that amount to up to 14% of its... Blimey.
I know.
Of its body weight.
I said, isn't it? My male baggie's bulging.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah.
It brings a whole,
walking around with them.
Brings a whole new dimension to the comment, he's got balls. It's...
You'd have to walk around with them in a wheelbarrow, I tell you.
Oh, no. Apparently, it's the animal species with the biggest testicles in relation to its body weight.
It's really bad if one flies over your head.
Oh, stop it! Stop it! I just can't... okay. Probably it really on that subject. I don't see the point of carrying on too much further with that. But apparently it's a heavy burden for the poor little flies.
We have to say, we have to hold our hands up. It's the University of Derby in the UK that's spent all this time working out how big what's its lake band thing down there. What, testicles? That's the word, isn't it? Big.
Yeah. There's a thing called austerity going on in the UK, and people are being told you can't spend this, you can't have that, and yet somebody can go and do a study and get paid for it about a bug's testicles. Fabulous.
See, you said that. I got all mixed up and couldn't think of the right word. You just said it with alacrity and... Bug's testicles.
Yeah.
Why can't I think of bug's testicles?
Because you're too lovey. That's your problem.
I do love it, yes. I wanted to say the bollocks word, but I couldn't.
Thank you. That's another one I got to bleep.
If you need me, that's it.
The Humane Society has quite rightly...
Oh, this is despicable.
Unbelievable. A piggy bank has been made from a real piglet.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
They've stuffed it and mounted it. I'm not sure about the mounting bit, but, yeah, they've done it. And then they've hollowed it out.
That's just sick.
I'm sorry, maybe I should have put it a different way.
Well, yeah. It's been stuffed and mounted. And it's... No, I can't. I just can't do any more than that. That's just ridiculous.
It is. But at least the bank's got in trouble for trying to sell them, hasn't it? The Winnipeg Humane Society says she's absolutely disgusted with it.
I don't blame
her. Do you know how much they were selling these pigs for?
No, go on.
$4,000!
Unbelievable. We've mentioned this guy before, because he's been in the news several times. A man in Switzerland who's driving a Mercedes SLS, which is a lot of money, boys and girls, faces up to a £656,000 fine for speeding. Because in Switzerland... They work out your fine depending on how much you earn.
I know.
So how much is he earning?
Phenomenal. But I bet they wouldn't let you pay a quid a week. But what about that Canadian TV, I forgot his name, Adam Gerbes.
Gerbes, from Montreal, yeah.
Yeah, the one who sent out 4 million Facebook spam messages.
Crikey. Over 2 months,
yeah.
And was eventually caught.
Yeah.
And I mean, the truth is, this is where law gets stupid. He's never going to pay £523 million, that's nearly $1 billion, back to people for this sort of activity.
How can you find somebody £523 million?
Well, the stupid thing is...
It wouldn't matter. You wouldn't mind, would you? You say, yeah, that's fine, thanks. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so what's going to happen now, boys and girls, is he's since filed for bankruptcy. Mm. So now, I don't know what the laws in Canada are, but I suppose they're pretty similar to everywhere else, which means in 4 or 5 years' time, he can then file to come out of bankruptcy, and he'll be back where he started from. So the whole fine that the court's issued is completely puerile.
Is that the way it would work, though? Because if you go into debtor's prison, your debt isn't wiped out, is it?
No, but...
Is your debt wiped out through bankruptcy if it's a court fine?
It can be. It can be, yes. It can definitely be.
Yeah. About the bloke who got fined? I think it even gets worse. £4.3
billion! A rogue trader. I mean, he's not going to pay it, is he?
Well, no.
Oh, no.
And if I got fined, any of these fines, I'd walk out of court.
And we got two more fines.
What are you going to do to me?
Yeah, we got two more fines before the end of the programme, boys and girls, on Lee's Let's Do the Fine theme. In the sporting world, how about this? $2 million this guy has been fined. $2 million.
Yep.
Who was it?
Mark Cuban.
So he's the owner of the NBA team Dallas Mavericks, I suppose that's
for you. Sorry, did you want me to expand on that?
Yeah, it would be a good idea. It sort of doesn't really work otherwise. apparently he's violated the league's anti-tampering rules. And finally, because...
This is the one. You know about this, I can't believe it.
I have to say, we wish... British two, well, it was probably only Hamilton now that can win the coveted title of F1 champion this particular week. But there are two others, one an Aussie, and they both, although the team is based in Austria because of a stupid old rule, it's actually a British team based in Milton Keynes. So there's two drivers that they've got the championship already, namely, Red Bull. And we wish Hamilton well as well, because that'd be really nice if he did. But Formula One is the biggest one here at the moment, I think, with...
50 million!
50 million quid for a spying scandal related to gaining information from the what?
I don't know, because mine ends there as well.
Oh, blimey. It's absolutely fabulous. But that's Lee's little theme this week. What we would like to do in a future couple of programmes, boys and girls, and we're going to do some new emails next week for you as well, where you can submit them.
Yeah, we've got some, and it's not we've forgotten already.
No, it's all right. We are going to be looking at international newspapers. So if you'd like to scan and send us your international your local newspaper, which to us will obviously be international in coming weeks, we'd love to see the headlines from your local newspaper, and you'll be able to send them in to us as well, and we'll have a special place for you to do that, so we can actually start looking at many things around the world, at which point we've got to say goodbye, Lee.
All right, then, that's really good, isn't it? I had a question I wanted to ask Mark, and I'll have to ask him that next.
Ask him next week, mate. That was Postcard from Poprad, boys and girls, commemorating 11-11-11, and remembering all the soldiers that have done so much for us so that we can make stupid programmes like this in a free-speaking world.
RTI, a place just like home.